host Tim, aka Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Unearthing the depths of contemporary cassettes and vinyl undergrounds, ranging from DIY bedroom pop and garage rock all the way to harsh noise and, of course, drone. Pop Drone, every Wednesday at 10 to 11:30 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
My advice to young girls would be, go home after school.
Hello, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. This is live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. My name is Ben. Thank you for tuning in. I actually never ever say that. For the first time ever, I'm thank you so much, listeners, for tuning in. On the show tonight, joining me right now and also later, well, I guess for the rest of the hour.
Continuously.
For the rest of the hour, Burnside, welcome.
Thank you, Ben.
Well,
thank you for having me once again.
Let me adjust the microphone arm there. Thank you again for coming in. You were last here on this program.
I think in August, maybe.
In August?
No, well, I don't know.
Yeah, and
I did a year ago at May 28th.
You did it, yeah. But you also did it during Christmas at some point, right? Didn't you?
I don't know, man.
I can't remember. It's so much I can't keep track of it. Anyways, well, the slight difference this time is that you're going to be playing live.
I'll be doing some music, playing R&B this time.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing that. You're going to be doing a live R&B set with all the cameras on.
It's all John B.
How have you been? So just to let the folks know, you are in the band Inherent Vices.
Yes, I am.
And
with Jeremiah and Evan.
And Evan. The band is actually going to be playing on this show in like a month's time or a little bit over a month's time.
Yeah. So end of July, July 27th or 8th, something like that.
Yep. And for the shows, for the songs you play tonight, is there going to be any Inherent Vices song at all?
Yeah, well, I'll be playing some newer Inherent Vices stuff, some of the slow songs we've incorporated. But that show that we're going to do is going to be our EP release the day of our, that's going to be our EP release show is with you, Ben.
Oh, sweet.
And
where can people get tickets?
It's free, man. Yeah. Come on down to the,
it's totally, yeah,
what is this place called?
The Nest.
AMS
Nest. Yes. Yeah, well, okay, yeah, that should be fun. Well,
I asked where the sub was when I got off the 99. By the way, that ride from down, what is that, 10th or something? That ride on the 99 is, I think I got turbulence sickness coming down.
Was the guy just darting down the...
No, it's just like the bumpiest road, and you know those B-line buses have the... Anyways, super interesting topic here.
No, but were you sitting on the...
Where is the back?
Yeah. I wonder where. What about if you're sitting in the accordion part?
I don't know. I don't mess with that. I'm scared it's going to just fall apart.
All right. You are going to DJ a song. Is it? I don't know what the word is when you're not playing it live. Play a canned song. You've chosen some songs to play before you play.
One or two. Yeah.
Yeah. And what?
Just get everyone in the mood for.
What is the first song that you're going to play?
Well, I don't know. Let's just play it. We'll talk about it after.
All right. Perfect. Let's get it going.
Me?
Yep. It is you.
It matters to me. Took a long time to get here. If it would have been easy, I would not have cared. Like a tropical forest, like a cop on the beat, when all is in all. You get lost in the heat. I feel so wonderful. sun on my shoulder and the wind in my back. I will never grow older, at least not in my mind. I feel so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful the way I feel. I feel so wonderful, wonderful, wonderful the way I feel. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful the way I feel. Oh, I feel so wonderful, wonderful, ooh, wonderful the way I feel. Me.
That was a little bit of Beck with a song called I Only Have Eyes for You, which is a cover of a classic song selected by Mr. Burnside here. I know what I read. What do you want to tell me about that song, Mr. Burnside?
It's for a pretty girl.
Oh.
That's all I have to tell you about that.
I thought it was for me. I'm jealous now. I thought it was for me.
I'm going to work on it for karaoke is what I'm going to tell you about that.
Oh, nice. Nice. Are you still doing the karaoke?
What, Ben? That's a lifelong pursuit right there.
Yeah, whereabouts are you hidden these days?
Well, I don't go to Pondok, as you know.
Yeah.
Because it's turned into a Chinese food restaurant. Every time I walk by at night and the lights are all off and they don't have this, you know, they had those like dancing strobe lights and whatever. Yeah. I feel a little loss and my sadness in my heart. I don't know. I'm not going to tell people where I go because I don't want to blow up the spot.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
Just like I just follow Alex and Anita around.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. And we started off the set with some My Morning Jacket. Wonderful, The Way I Feel is the name of the song. Anything to say about that song?
No,
I saw them
really
recently.
No, I saw. Well, I saw them last time they played the Commodore, I believe.
That was probably a while ago then.
Yeah, it's maybe like a while ago, maybe 10 years ago or something. But phenomenal show.
Yeah,
it's one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I saw them ages ago. I don't even remember how long ago. I guess I have a friend who really like loved them at the time, and
well, that song's off their first album.
Yeah,
and I've never heard their first album till a week or so ago, and I thought it was a nice song.
All right, going back to you.
If
in case you're just joining us, this is CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Live in the studio with me right now is Burnside, and he is very soon going to be playing a set in our studio. Yeah,
very solo. Seldom do this.
Very solo set. When was the last time you played solo?
I did the Music Waste fundraiser last
at the Toast Collective.
Yeah, Toast Collective around this time last year, maybe a bit before.
And then before that was
like 5 years before that, maybe three to 5 years before that at the Astoria of all. It was really strange. Like playing this stuff solo, just sitting on a chair up on that like high stage that the Astoria had.
Yeah, that's a it's an interesting place to play.
Mike Willock from Peace just came and stood right in front of me.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, was I there? And would it be easier just to, I guess, to sit on this like the ledge of the stage or something?
Well, I kind of need my, when I'm playing acoustic, my foot, my leg to be elevated a bit.
Yeah.
Just to keep the guitar there or it starts sliding down my leg, you know.
Fair enough. All right. Anyways, how do you feel about starting your set pretty soon?
I feel good about it. I mean, I feel nervous. I don't, you know, as I was telling you earlier, this is the first time I've been on your show and not been drinking. So I feel nervous, like I'm straight edge right now. I feel a little nervous about it. I feel nervous about doing solo stuff because I'm not, I usually have the band with me and it's loud and
don't worry, I drank enough for the both of us.
Ben's got a flask in his back pocket. He's warming it up.
Yep. So why don't we make our way into the beautiful studio outside, into the lounge area. And we'll be back. I'm going to play a couple fantastic information clips.
We should talk about, I guess later we'll talk about Music Waste.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. You can play a set and come back in.
Okay,
and we'll chat a bit longer. And we got to figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do that.
So coming up in literally seconds, well, maybe not. maybe 15 seconds or so. Burnside, Jesus. Live in studio. Run, run now.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, and now, just to let you know, you're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And now, live in studio with us, performing live in studio, we have Burnside.
Been trying so hard to drink just one night a week, but it got twice as hard since you walked out on me. I feel so alone here in our home. Temptation, it calls unlike you on the phone. It says, come to me, dear, and I'll wrap you in warmth. You won't have to worry, no worries no more. Here's your lost confidence. I'll undamage your pride. When you get too sad within me, you can hide. Speaking of damage, I'm damaged, I know, baby. Look in my eyes and you look in my soul, and you'll see so much love. Why I can't let you go. I promise you'll see me continue to grow. Even if I hold just the tiniest little place in your heart, your heart. Even if I hold just the tiniest little place in your heart,
this song is called I'm a Piece of Shit.
The past 3 days, I've been detesting myself. I've been living my life without care for anyone else. She revealed my reflection, correct my perception. I'm a piece of shit. It doesn't have to be that way. I can change who I am today. It's so hard to face personal disgrace. I don't like the man I am. Feeling so low, but knowing although every weekend I waste pride and money on booze, it's not what I need to continue to do. Oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. It's so hard to face personal disgrace. I don't like the man.
so low. But knowing although every weekend I waste pride and money on booze, it's not what I need to continue to do. Oh no. Somewhere deep down inside there, I just have to find him again, again. This song is called Thank You for Asking How I Was Doing. And this song is dedicated to Alexis Youngblood. I was walking in one of the lowest places emotionally in my entire life, possibly the lowest, and I was walking down the Jam Space Hall thinking really dark thoughts, and she stopped and asked me how I was doing and gave me a big smile and really, you know, made a pretty huge difference in my day and my life. So, you know, just being kind and stopping people and asking them how they're doing can make a big difference to people. So, yeah. Thank you for asking how I was doing, because I was not doing well. It meant something, somebody asking. When I was thinking killing myself, you stop. Hi, how you doing? Couldn't claim fine, couldn't lie to your face. Shadowed mind, no doubt depression is draining. Smile so kind, I'll last another day. Fates, surely they'll know. talk too much, she's bad with a phone. Now I'm sat on my floor with my guitar alone, all alone, all alone, all alone, oh no. In between songs and you for a little break here, I'm just hydrating because hydration is important, people. This song is called The Universe Likes to Take Things from Me That I Love, and this song is dedicated for Joshua McDaniel, who I'm gonna give a plug for his studio once I get back in there, because I'm not going to look it up on my phone right now. But Joshua is a wonderful, wonderful man who I love very much. But he's also going to produce this song, and it'll probably sound, I know it will sound much different. He's going to be doing all the, I'm just singing on it. But anyways, yeah.
What do you want from me? I don't trust anybody. What do you want from me? You should probably just leave me alone. Leave me alone, please. What do you want from me? They took all my trust from me. What do you want from me? You should probably just leave me alone. Leave me alone, please. I don't want to risk my heart again. I don't want to play games with you. The universe likes to take things from me that I love.
This song is called, part of the reason I'm doing this is because I put a song on the old Bandcamp, xoforever.bandcamp.com, which I haven't done for a while, and I don't know, I'm kind of happy with how it turned out. Woke up one Saturday morning and wrote a song about an imaginary woman, a woman that does not exist, that day, drinking ginger beer, so here it goes. It's pretty recent, so hope this turns out all right.
I was lost, and you were on your own. Then the fates brought us together, now we're each other's home. I'm scared to show what's there inside of me. There's suicide, compassion, love, grief, hate, and other things ugly. You came and lit up my life. You said I'll be your wife. Thank God you chose me. I'm no perfect man. Put your hand in my hand. Trust me, love isn't just fun and games. Looks like we'll weather some pains, but I'll never leave you.
This song is called Life is So Fucking Cruel.
Life is so fucking cruel. You give me a glimpse of something as perfect as you and me. The night we met, it felt like destiny. You look back in those eyes, beckon me outside. A request I'd not deny. Then those lips, oh gods, that smile. Gods that smile. A full moon, pink sunset, a mountain range they couldn't rival. I've not seen you rival. I've not seen you rival. I've not seen you rival. Back one day, I don't wanna die alone. Fifth song, I've sung the song. I don't wanna die alone. Maybe we weren't meant to be, but lady, I'm holding to the memory of when you look back in those eyes, beckoning me. I'd not deny. Then those lips, oh gods that smile. Oh gods that smile. A full moon, pink sunset, a mountain range they couldn't rival. I've not seen you rival. I've not seen you rival. I've not seen you rival.
I'm gonna do a pretty old song now, about as old as they get for me. This is called Winter Trees. And it's dedicated to a man that I love with all my heart, Sean Wesley Wood, who, I don't know, went missing in action. Sean just disappeared one day, and nobody that I know of that was close friends with him knows where he is or how he's doing, and I hope he's doing really well. He was a big influence on me, and you should look up his music. I don't know if it's on the internet. I think if any of my friends have his music and it's not on the internet, it should be on there, because he was a talented, special man. Anyways, he lent me a Sylvia Plath poetry book, and I didn't really get poetry till I read that book. So anyways, you can find this one on the Bandcamp. Hopefully, do it justice.
Escape, I'd run away with you, run away with you. We could run away, we could run away. I'd like that, how about you? I'd like that, how about you? My friend Sean Wesley Wood, he lent me a book of poetry that's good. Life is beautiful. My friend Sean Wesley Wood, he lent me a book. It opened my eyes to a whole nother world. Spend spring in Paris, the greens and sun, they'd steal away the blue. The most amazing thing is to see my nephews grow and learn life is beautiful. Now the world seems dark, the sun's gone down, I slither so close to the ground. Everyone has got their point of view. Too bad you made your mind up, cause you don't know me like you think you do. She says think in the positive, but my strange brain starts to slip and drift. All I see is dark brown, black and blue. So touched by dreams that appear quite clear, accompanied by my greatest fear that I will die alone. Life can be quite cruel. I think I may need to retreat away from all the meet and greet. The love or hate or want something from you. I am not a violent man, but violence keeps coming to these hands. At times a man must do what he must do. If I could spend spring in Paris, the greens and sun, they'd steal away the gloom. Winter trees, punctuation applied, there's one that sparked the change, and you know who. Seems dark, the sun's gone down, I slither so close to the ground. Everyone has got their point of view. Too bad you made your mind up, cause you don't know me like you think you do. Too bad you made your mind up, cause you don't know me like you think you do. Too bad you made your mind up, cause you don't know me like you think you do.
getaway right there. Ben, I'm going to do one more, and then we're going to do a commercial. I'm going to change tuning, and then do a couple more. Would it make any difference if I told you once more I love you? Would it make any difference? Would it help bring you back to me? I look in your eyes and I'm mesmerized by your beauty. But mostly I just miss you cuddled up here next to me. I throw my hands up and I pray, please come back, baby. Now I hope you understand that I'm not the sort of man who would pray. I said that I would not give up on our love. This song proves that I've not given up on our love. Now the question still begs to be asked, would it make any difference? Ben's gonna play some commercials.
It's Burnside on CITR 101.9 FM. Do not go anywhere. I'm gonna, play a couple PSAs and we'll be back.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. till late, right after the medicine show. Email us, CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Spoken in English.
Radio Free Stein presents He Said It and White Wines, a concert staging of two plays by Gertrude Stein with music by Dorothy Chang and David Chokrun, June 4th and 5th at the Kulch. He Said It is a distressed comedy about two women who recreate a man's monologue. White Wines is about a drunken dinner party and its aftermath. Ticket prices, $15 for adults and $10 for students and seniors. For more information on this project, please visit RadioFreeStein.com.
Always spoken.
You're still listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. We're still live in studio with Mr. Burnside.
This song is called Rich Girls, Poor Girls, and it's become a mainstay of the Inherent Vices set lately, or at least during practice, because we haven't been playing that much. Yeah, I finally got those guys to do some slow songs, so.
Rich girls will buy you dinner at daddy's club. Rich girls fly you to Paris just for fun. Rich girls will share the drugs and alcohol. Rich girls show you things you never seen before. But poor, poor girls will gift you with the keys to their heart. Poor, poor girls will care for you when you're not well. Poor, poor girls. The older I get, less looks matter to me. I want a kind heart, warm personality in my baby. Tell me how you want my love, baby. I'll give you what you want, you say exactly what you want. I said, baby, I'll give you what you need if you say what you need, oh baby. Oh,
I get? Less looks matter to me. I want a kind heart, warm personality in my baby. Oh, my baby.
Jeremiah goes buck wild on some funky bass lines there, but alas, he's not here. This song is called, I wrote it down as David's song. I have some like official name for it, but this is, I wrote for David R., who a lot of you hopefully should know, one of the most handsome men in Vancouver, very handsome man. There's a great story behind this song, but I'm not going to tell you right now. But if I start laughing, this is also dedicated to Jamie Quast, and who's doing the Inherent Vices music video, and Keith Wecker, and Peter Plett, and I think that's it. Anyways. Your birthday party, couldn't feel well. Just got out from the gates of hell. Oh, you know that I wish that I came, but that first call I slept 2 hours. I have 14 to go. 14 hours to go. Oh, there's some fingerprints everywhere. Some my fingerprints everywhere. They saw them everywhere. The truth is I went out the night before you called. Didn't stop drinking till well after 12. Not the same night, but of course the next afternoon. Oh, you know that I wish that I came, but the first call lasted 2 hours. I had 14 to go. 14 hours to go. Oh, there's some fingerprints everywhere. There's some fingerprints everywhere. Amazing, it's amazing how you can let self-doubt get to you. Start thinking during my playing, not good enough. Can't do this. I'm gonna forget the words. What the hell are my fingers doing? But power through, people. You are good enough. This song's called, Can We Please Stop Arguing Now?
I am so tired of arguing, can't we just get along? Wounded me deeply, I had to force you to listen to my song. Cause I wrote it for you, but it seems kinda cruel to be given a gift and then not open it.
See, there you go. That's it right there, people. I'm gonna keep going, Ben. We're gonna try that over again.
I am so tired of arguing, can't we just get along? I had to force you to listen to my song. Cause I wrote it for you, and it seems kinda cruel to be
then not open it. I think you're being kinda hard on me. I make mistakes a lot, admittedly, but never meant not one maliciously. No urge to hold you back. Go on, you're free. Go on, you're free, girl.
Songs. It's called, this is called Never Ever Want to Walk Away from You, Girl. Never ever wanna walk away from you, girl. Never wanna see you walk away from me. Oh, your body, oh, your mind. I love your heart, you are so kind. Oh, baby, stay. Baby, don't leave. All I ever want to do is be the best thing that happened to you. Just like you are to me. Inspire you. Put a fire in you. Baby, please stay. Baby, don't leave. Change, tell me how to be. Told you this a million times, baby, you're my priority. All I ever want to do is be the best thing that happened to you, just like you are to me. Inspire you, put a fire in you. Baby, please stay. Baby, don't leave. Baby, please stay. Baby, don't leave. Baby, please stay. Baby, don't leave. So this is going to be my last song tonight. This is called, The Second Age of Man.
We're in the second age of man, but I don't think we plan to make it to three. I love her when she holds my hand to reassure her man that it'll be alright. Will it be alright? That thought doesn't come naturally. The wind blows
so well. She knows me 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 better than anybody else. So just before I finish up, I just want to say that I really appreciate the chance to be here, Ben. Thank you very much. I feel blessed. I feel really blessed for all the people in my life. I feel blessed for my family. I feel blessed and gratitude to all the people over the years who have shown me compassion and forgiveness and love and patience. And it means the world to me. I don't want you guys to think I take it for granted, because I don't, even for a second.
Burnside, live on CITR 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio. Hal, do not go anywhere. He will once again join me in the other studio, and we will chat about life, the universe, and everything. Do not go anywhere.
Hi, everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Out there on the water, it's where I'm drift, wave and waves out there.
Touring in support of her critically acclaimed new album, Love and Lust, Jada Kelly's Canadian Tour comes to Vancouver. Jada Kelly, CD release tour live at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver on Thursday, June 23rd with special guest Lydia Hall, and the Campbell Bay Music Fest on Main Island on Friday, June 24th. Jada Kelly's Love and Lust is available on Darth Jada Music. For more info and tickets, visit darthjada.com and ticketfly.com.
All right, and we're back. CITR 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I am once again joined in the main control room by Burnside. That was great. That sounded fantastic.
It sounded good in the headphone. Well,
no, it sounded good.
Yeah, thank you, Ben.
Yeah, how do you feel?
I was
playing your first set in
Like halfway through, I started thinking about like seriously, especially during the winter trees, is like plucking and using three or four fingers at a time, and they're all doing different things. It's like typing kind of, and I just start thinking like, what are my fingers doing there?
Well, it's like that. Yeah, it's totally like that with, I guess. Oh, I don't play guitar or anything instrument well.
You type though, fast typer.
I type, but I can understand.
How many words per minute?
Yeah. I don't know, five. Yeah.
Five words per minute. You got me beat. I'm like, click,
but click, yeah, but I know what you mean though. The typing thing. It's like if I don't think about it, you type perfectly, relatively fine. But as soon as you start thinking about like which key is T and which one is I, and then you're like ah, and then you start thinking about it, and then you get conscious about which finger.
You just gotta trust your muscle memory, right?
Yeah.
Especially for music, it's muscle memory is such a huge thing.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I think a lot of physical activity too. I think once you get to a certain point, like some sports, I think it's.
There's certain physical activities you don't want to depend on muscle memory, Ben.
All right, what are you trying to say?
I think you know exactly what I'm trying to say.
Let's talk a bit about. So you're playing on the show at some point, with Inherent Vices.
Yeah,
coming up.
I'm really looking forward to that. Actually, we are so tight.
So tight.
We're solid.
You're super solid. Any shows that the band is playing otherwise?
No, I'm talking to Rachel from the Emerald about doing a Emerald show shortly after that one. Hopefully we can get data plan on the who's playing tonight, by the way.
Yeah, playing tonight.
We'll get back to Music Waste in a minute.
Because that's going to come out. Well, the record or EP that you have.
Yeah, we got two ready to go. We got Volume 1, Upside Down Cross Volume 1, and Upside Down Cross Volume 2. I don't know when that one's going to come out because we're just focused on the one right now. Jamie Quast and Ryan Walter Wagner are doing a music video for us. It's done being filmed. It's in the editing process. We finished the album covers recently. Ryan did the album covers with me, and he did all of the hard work.
Yeah.
I came in with a stick figure, and he made it something special. He's a magician, a Photoshop magician, that guy. I love watching him work. But I think Lauren Ray is going to do some press photos for us soon, hopefully. Jeremiah's organizing Music Waste, so it's one of the busy organizers, so he's super busy. I'm really having fun with the band. It's really a wonderful part of my
doing
life.
That all that stuff is kind of fun, and I saw some of the there's photos
that Ryan took with the sunset or whatever. He's such a good photographer.
So when you said
in that one with the pink where I got the pink behind me is from that, from the former video shoot too.
When you say you gave him stick figures, it's just like, oh, this is how people should be.
For the album cover I just came in with like I wanted to do album cover / design or like logo, because I think every good band has a good logo. I don't know if ours is good, but I think Ryan really, it was really hanging out with Ryan Walter Wagner is a really phenomenal experience every time. So ask a guy who's been in a band with him, is just, he's a great guy to hang out with.
Sweet. So looking forward to that coming out. Is it gonna, like, how is it released? Is it just on the
internet? I think that, well, I have never been a part of a project or a release that hasn't been a free download. I make all my music free because I don't want any pressure. I want it to be fun. I want it to be easy. I don't want money to come into the creative process whatsoever. And I think that there's so much music right now that is so easily accessible that I have a job that I love and I'm passionate and happy about. So I don't know, just give people the music, and if they want it, then cool. If they don't, then I don't care.
Yep. No, that's a good one. That's a good way to go about it. Yeah.
Yeah, DIY, baby.
Yeah. No, that sounds great.
Yeah. So it'll be a free download on Bandcamp. If we have physical copies, Jeremiah was talking about making a tape. Then those will cost, obviously, because it costs us to. I mean, making music isn't free, right? Yeah. But so if you want to walk up and give me $5, or I'll take it, but not you, Ben. Ben, you have bought me more drinks and left more hard alcohol at my house. Ben comes over, he'll bring a full bottle of booze and leave with like 3/4 of it still there, which I'm not going to argue with.
That's where all my booze went. Yeah, I was
wondering what it was. I didn't steal it. I always remind you to take it. You're just such a gentleman. Ben's going to start getting a lot of invites to people's houses all of a sudden. My
phone, and everyone keeps showing me the liquor cabinet, the empty.
I'm not even going to get into your liquor cabinet. Yeah. I think we've already discussed it on the air.
So yeah, your Bandcamp is it just inherentvices.com? Yeah. Did you manage to get
inherentvices.bandcamp.com.
So look for that coming out on
July 27th or 28th.
It's end of the month, the last week
of the last Thursday of July. July. Yeah,
perfect. Let's
Thank you for letting us come on the show.
Oh, thank you for coming on the show.
It's always fun to come down to CITR. I always have a good time here.
So
I don't know about this studio though. I don't know. It's not hot enough in here or something.
It has been hot. I don't know. This today was actually the coolest it has been in a long time. I don't know what's going on.
I was listening to that time I was on and did all the R&B, and we were just like complaining about how hot it was.
Today was surprisingly, I don't know what happened. It was kind of a lucky day. So now we are going to, if you're a listener on this program for the last couple of weeks, we have been playing a game with our guest. It is a game that I'm going to continue playing until I get a complaint.
I complain?
I think at this point now it needs to be a complaint from, to be a petition and people outside with signs.
It has to be a complaint from your listener?
As far as I know, no one has commented on how much they like this
or
game.
Or dislike it.
And I've talked to people who have heard it, but they just have no comment on it.
Well, I don't know. I'd take that as a positive.
It might be a positive. And I'm going to describe it really quickly. If basically there's all these quiz on the internet, on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the other whatever website you go to. On these websites, it's like a link clickbait. It's a personality test of sorts.
Aren't they just collecting your personal
pretty
info?
Pretty much. Yeah. It's all sponsored by, you know.
The man.
These quizzes, for example, are like, you know, who's your favorite character in Game of Thrones? And then you answer a bunch of questions.
Joffrey.
It's quasi-personality test. So ask yourself, like, what's your favorite color? Or what's your favorite floor on an elevator? No, like random stuff.
Black. 13.
And it just made up. And these quizzes are made up by, a lot of them are made by the staff from like BuzzFeed, and they're not qualified for anything. This is all random.
Oh, BS. I could get a job at BuzzFeed. Yeah. Great.
So now I'm going to do a quiz. And this is a random one that I've chose because I probably should have given you the quiz of what type of pizza you are, because I know how much of a fan of pizza you are.
And you've seen my Instagram account. Yeah. And
but unfortunately, we did it last week with Softis.
I'm not going to argue with that group of people taking my pizza quiz.
Yeah.
Because those people are just phenomenal. I love them.
So in the vein of just food and such, I am going to do a quiz called What Type of Sandwich Are You?
All right. And I like sandwiches too. Not nearly as much as I like pizza, but...
Who would? Yeah. Well, my first question, though, unrelated to this quiz, is hot dog a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? Yes. Okay. Hot dog is a sandwich. There's bread. There's meat in the middle.
There's a correct...
I think... That's correct?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. One for one.
Anyways, the rest of this, there's no right or wrong answer. It's just the way you answer, and we'll figure out what kind
How did you figure out that's... Is that just... Well, why is there no... Okay, never mind. Let's just go.
This is a quiz on some website. I'm not going to give them the benefit of the advertising anyways. But we're playing, if you're listening, joining us right now, this is Life in Thunderbird Radio Hall, and we're playing our weekly game. I don't have a title for this either, or like a theme song, but maybe someday.
I'll write you a theme song if you need one, Ben.
Perfect. What should the game be called?
I don't know. We'll have to brainstorm that after.
But this game we're playing right now, this moment, is what type of sandwich are you? What is your favorite condiment? There is mayonnaise, ketchup, mustard, anything sweet, relish, and hot sauce.
Who puts any of those on a sandwich, though? Like, you put ketchup on a sandwich? That's not right. Nobody puts ketchup.
If hot dog is a sandwich, you put ketchup.
Okay, what's my choices again? My favorite. Can mayo. I just pick one, or do I have to pick
you have
one
to
of
pick
these
ones? Mayo, ketchup, mustard, anything sweet.
I'm going to go. Well, there's hot sauce there, hey. But I'm going to go out of those ones. Controversial. This is going to be controversial. Mayo.
All right. I don't.
I mean, but mayo. You're making a. I'm not going to put mayo on a grilled cheese sandwich. I'm not going to put it on a peanut butter and jam sandwich. But I'm sticking with mayo.
I think this quiz just got disqualified itself immediately because it says who is your favorite singer?
Yeah.
And it lists Whitney Houston, Elvis.
Whitney's great. Elvis, yeah.
John Lennon.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And Kurt Cobain spelled wrong. That's why it's
I'm going to go...
Kurt Cobain with a C, apparently.
I'm going to go out of those ones. Whitney.
All right, perfect.
Silver Spoons Whitney, because one of my biggest crushes of all time was when Whitney Houston was on Silver Spoons. If you haven't checked that out, look that up on YouTube, because, oh, my God, as a young man, I was like, I don't know, young... Whew, doggy, she fired something up in me.
I've only seen like half an episode
of Silver Spoons.
Yeah,
what the?
I know.
What, your parents didn't let you. They're like didn't want you to know about rich people or what?
I know.
I don't know if your parents are well off or not.
No, there's no Silver Spoons. I'm sorry. Going.
You mean you didn't buy your way into this position, Ben?
Yeah, this is. Actually,
this
is all hard work. This is all hard work. Yeah. What is your favorite color? Going back to it, except the color you said it's not on here. There's green, yellow, purple. What could be none of those?
Out of those ones?
Yeah, read them out.
These ones. Green, yellow, purple, blue, red. None of these. I'm gonna go and dedication of Prince. Purple.
Perfect.
Rest in peace. One of my greatest influences, my greatest loves.
What is your favorite type of music?
Speaking of things that blew your mind, the performance of Darling Nikki in Purple Rain, that is one of the weirdest songs I've ever heard in my life, and I love that song. Anyways, next question.
Oh. No, there's no rail and no track. You can do whatever you want. What is your favorite type of music?
What's my options here?
There is classical.
Classical?
Yeah. Jazz, country, hip-hop, pop, and rock.
Ooh, it's pretty. It's a toss-up between pop and classical. I'm going to go classical.
All right.
Because I've really
You've been into it recently? Or?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Chopin and Debussy and stuff like that. I work nights, and it's just nice and... And my brain is kind of, I'm trying to calm my brain. I'm trying to become aware. I'm meditating a lot. I'm trying to get rid of negative thoughts. Once I started thinking about trying to become in tune with negative thoughts, I realize how many negative thoughts I have, and it's bonkers. So I'm just trying to calm it down in there, become more zen. It's coming along, I guess.
And classical music is supposed to be great for everything. It's like for your mind.
Yeah.
Makes you smarter.
And I noticed when I put, I work in social housing, and I noticed when I worked at particularly pretty intense buildings, is you put on some nice, calm Chopin, and the whole building calms down. It's really, really strange. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Next question,
that,
Ben.
That makes sense. Okay, we're still at the what kind of sandwich are you, Chris?
Are you putting these in and you're going to tell me?
Yep.
Okay.
That's how it works. What is your favorite piece of clothing? This question's a, I don't know, this quiz.
On me or on a woman or on...
It's any way you want to interpret it. What is your favorite piece of clothing? There's jeans, T-shirt, nothing at all, dress, a blazer, and a sweatshirt.
Jeans, T-shirt. You get a button-up shirt on there? Is that an option?
Nope. You can a dress. You can say dress shirt.
Dress shirt? Yeah, okay. We'll go dress shirt.
Yeah.
I don't wear them often, but gosh, if I don't like them. Nice.
What is your favorite accessory? Baseball cap, boots, smartphone? That's not really a...
I hate smartphones. I hate my phone.
High heels, sunglasses, and a purse.
My phone disgusts me. I look at it sometimes and I just want to throw it against the wall, but then I wouldn't be in contact with anyone, even less than I am now. Okay, baseball cap, boots, sunglasses. Oh, high heels? I'm going high heels. I mean, it's a toss-up between boots, sunglasses, and high heels. You know, I kind of feel like high heels were made to keep women kind of in check and... So that's stupid. So I'm going to go with boots.
All right.
Let's go boots because, you know, you can stomp through water. Yeah. You can wear them. They can look dressy or dressed down.
All right.
The snow, they keep your feet toesies, aren't coldsies.
All right. So it's calculating. And this is the point where I would...
You need a sound effect.
I know. Yeah, like some sort of video game, like a winning, like a winning music. Wheel of Fortune, Price is Right, or Family Feud.
You should just only have the sound effect for everything after that set I did.
Anyways, for now, the big reveal. Burnside, what type of sandwich are you? You are complicated, expensive.
I already knew this.
And yet worth every minute and penny.
Whoa.
That's you. And your favorite sandwich, you are the BLT.
BLT, I hate tomatoes, but I can get down with the BLT. I'll just take the tomatoes out. It's basically a bacon sandwich.
For its fame, the BLT is always in the top 10 sandwiches list.
Of course it is.
Much like your personality, your wild and complicated side comes to life when everything works together in harmony.
Oh man, this is amazing. This is the
your
most
salt. Yeah.
This what the hell? They're on it. Wow. This is the most wow.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're a BLT.
Just think of
all the other crappy, like what would be the worst sandwich
that
you could be.
Well, that hot dog one. can't even think about what you're putting in your mouth with a hot dog.
Would you feel like being a tuna melt sandwich?
I can get down with a tuna melt. You just get I don't know. It's just got that weird thing about the oceans just getting dragged up. But I guess with pretty much most.
Or like a grilled cheese?
Ben, I can get down with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Many wrong answers.
I'm an uncle, so you have to your sister or brother can't have a kid until you learn to make a proper grilled cheese sandwich, and it helps if you can make a good chocolate banana milkshake too. If you want to, just for people about to become an uncle or aunt, you want to you will get on the good side if you know how to make those.
How do you make your grilled cheese sandwich? Do you use Kraft singles or you use extra cheese?
I don't. I mean, I used to. Part of my heart is, you know, I grew up just taking how my parents let that garbage be in the house. But I guess it was a different time. I just used to unwrap them and eat half a thing of Kraft singles. Disgusting. But now, no, I wouldn't go near a Kraft single. You know, I saw Sukin Lee has a, I don't know if it's her Instagram account or Facebook or whatever, she threw a Kraft single on her window of her sliding glass door, and it was just, she kept track of it. You get updates once a month on how it was breaking down.
It doesn't.
It eventually turned black, I think. Oh. I don't know. I stopped. I couldn't watch that happen.
That probably doesn't smell very good.
Yeah, I think it was on the outside. Yeah, just on the inside. I don't put any process. I try not to put any process anything in myself, but I mean, it's bound to happen when you're a horrible cook like I am.
Yeah.
So.
No, you are.
I'm not a good cook, Ben. I can cook like three things and kick ass on them, but
I saw there was wasn't there an Instagram video of you, I guess, making something.
What was and then making?
You kind of, I can't remember now. Was it you? And then you kind of just do it in a, I can't.
Oh,
remember.
refrying the pasta.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take this crap and put it in here with half a pound of butter and throw some of this garbagey cheese on here.
Yeah.
Well, that's the sort of thing you do when you work at 3-4 o'clock in the morning to entertain yourself.
Because nothing is really open around.
Well, not over there, and especially I'm up at like between Kingsway and Main on 16th, so it's like that corner store, Hasty Market or whatever, which I heard is going to close. But I'm really lucky in the building I work in is clean and has a kitchen. I just bring my own food and make my own food there.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Make like the horrible food that I.
Well, I mean, it's not, you can't, it's like nothing is really that open. And if it is, there's only going to be one or two places.
I worked downtown East Side and for years, and took my break at 3 o'clock in the morning, and it was McDonald's, Tim Hortons, and 7-Eleven, I think, were the only things open. And I remember when Tim Hortons opened, and I was just like, yes. And then, you know, like 2 months later, you're like, God, no. Not disparaging Tim Hortons. I don't want to get sued by them, but yeah.
It's only so many. Well, Vancouver isn't really a... Well, my idea was always to do a review or article or some sort where I go around town and visiting all the 24-hour... restaurants.
It sounds awful experience. You really suffering for people, huh?
That's why I haven't done it yet. But there isn't that many. It's if you don't count the.
Well, you got like, the Granville Strip, but even that's like no, the latest ones are only till 4, right?
No, yeah. So, and I don't really want to do the obvious, maybe one of them, like the Danny. So there's like Lucy, there's like the Nom on one side.
Lucy. Just because I'm eating at 4 a.m. doesn't mean I shouldn't eat things that are, like, edible. That's just that. They should be ashamed. I don't care. I'll insult them. They can sue me all they want. God.
I've had a few things I don't remember eating. So it's not.
Was that because you were inebriated or because you blocked it out of your mind?
I won't get into it. Some of the food definitely were, especially at night.
Like mashed potatoes. Should my mashed potatoes be cold in the middle? No. Stick them in the microwave for a minute and a half as opposed to 1 minute. You know, that's not hard if I can figure that out.
Well, the mashed potato, it tastes
so
like...
so angry about
it. Well, the thing about... Oh, man. Let's see. It's any...
When you get your mashed potatoes and they look like a scoop of ice cream, you know it's going to be good.
It's funny because I remember I actually went there and ordered chicken, like fried chicken and mashed potato, and I was eating it, and I was like... And my friend tried it, and she was kind of like, this is what it, and I didn't realize that she said this tastes just like shake and bake chicken, which I've never had.
I had shake and bake chicken once.
So she said it tastes like that, and the mashed potato tastes like the instant one that you put in the.
You just add water to it. Powder.
But to me, it was an interesting taste because I'd actually never had those two things before.
And I was drunk. I could have eaten dirt.
It was fine. It definitely tastes like eating an interesting. But at the same time, like I would have, at that time in the morning, I would have enjoyed a nice TV dinner.
Yeah, right?
Like that, yeah.
Had an interest. Lucy's, an interesting taste.
Yeah.
Let's stop insulting Lucy's now.
I hope you're listening to Life from Thunderbird Radio Health, sponsored by
Lucy's.
Well, the other problem also is when you have 24 hours, it's just like...
When do they clean?
I don't know how that works. Well, the joke always is, like, why is there locks on 7-Eleven? Because they don't really need...
They close at Christmas, don't they?
Not 7-Eleven. No? Lucy's probably.
I don't know.
They got...
All right. I'm usually just laying in a ball crying at Christmas. Yeah. So.
All right.
I think I made Ben feel weird right there.
Let's talk about Music Waste.
Okay, maybe, yeah. Let's do it.
Or something. There is Music Waste starts today. If you are interested, there's passes you can get for Music Waste. It's $15.
$15 for the whole festival.
For the whole festival, you can get them at the venue, I believe. At the very least, tonight it's at the Fortune Sound Club. You can get your pass there so you don't have to double pay, quote unquote, or I don't know if that's the right word.
All the shows are $5.
Yeah, so it's dirt cheap. If you even just want to see one or two, it's worth your while. Tonight, as you were saying, Fortune Sound Club, Malcolm's band Data Plan is playing. There is Joe Pass is playing. Just do a search for Music Waste. MusicWaste.ca is the website. Or you can pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, I believe. Actually, I know for a fact that the schedule is in there. Anything you are excited about?
Me? Well, I heard Plazas. I really, really liked the first song on the SoundCloud. It was amazing. I listened to a bunch of them. I wanted to come on and do a bunch of Music Waste stuff, but I got a bit overwhelmed with how many bands there are, and there's only so much. Those guys that go through that process, talking to Jeremiah, yeah. I think Evan went and listening to all those bands, those poor guys. But I mostly, I don't know, I didn't get too much past the first night on. I've just been trying to focus on doing the set here, too. R23X I liked, which I think is Bill from, I don't know, it says Bill, and I don't know any other Bills that play music other than Softest Bill. So is that Bill? I don't know who. I can't see. It's guy with a
Windows T-shirt.
That's not Bill, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not. No,
okay. It's a different game. I liked his stuff. It was a bit
right
soundtracky or
right. Whatever. Just to quickly let people know what's happening right now at Fortune Sound Club. If you are interested in checking it out, you can still see Fuzzy P. That's happening at 10:30 at the Hockey Dead Records stage. Kim Gray is up next on the same stage, and then
Kim Gray I liked.
Yeah,
this he's in. What's the other band he's in? You know? Doesn't matter.
Kit.
Ask him.
I know. I absolutely know. Anyways, you know. We're going to come back to Skinny Kids. Right?
Is that it? Skinny Kids, yeah.
Yeah. Also playing, as I was saying, Joe Pass. That's happening at 11 o'clock. These are all the same stage.
Did Plazas play yet?
Plaza is playing at 11 o'clock as well.
There's a whole bunch of things. That's great.
Plaza is playing 11 and a different stage in there. There is So Loki.
I like them too.
And
they have one song about, it's called Jeed. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe we should play Jeed after. Can we play it?
Yes, sir.
It's a rap. It's hip hop.
Why don't we do that? If I can.
Also play that Plaza song if we could play that, but whatever.
The only thing is on the Music Waste website, it's already skipped over to tomorrow already.
Oh yeah, the that's part of why I was having.
Oh, here we go.
They didn't just have you had to copy paste the Bandcamp stuff, and I was at work, and I don't know, it just wasn't easy with my phone, so.
Speaking of copy paste is coming up next. Oh. The show.
Copy paste. Tim put on a bunch of the Chapel Sound stuff a week or two ago after you played, and because Eli Murrow is one of my good friends, Headspace, and it was so good. I listened to your show. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. So stay tuned for copy and paste. It's going to be amazing as always. So yeah, we're gonna play some solo key. Which song are you singing?
Jeed. G, D.
All right. So yeah, let's give that a listen, and we'll be back. And
was that apostrophe? That's an apostrophe.
Yeah, with more chatting and fun and games on Live with Thunderbird, Radio Hell.
I don't wanna get high today, I just wanna be present like today's some sort of holiday. And if I rise up, better rise to this occasion. I'll work hard and hardly sleep, and sobriety is vacation. I'm patiently waiting on the fruits of my labor. When they bloom, I'll eat them up and savor the flavor. Yeah, I used to love the game and hate on the players, cause we all play to pay the bills, and I thought it was fair, no. But boy, did they fool me. We're all looking like jesters, choking in these streets. Everybody scraping like there's blood on their knees. The game fucked us on, left blood up in our sheets. Saying pow pow to our bread rims with bam bam on teeth. Call your girl a dog, then he use it just to skeet. They turn these men to boys, and I can't stand noise. Y'all need to hear some boys to men. Stop acting like some toys. I ain't playing no more, I ain't playing no more, no, no. I ain't playing no more, I ain't playing no heads, bro. I ain't playing no more, I ain't playing no more, no, no. I ain't playing no more, I ain't playing no heads, bro. I ain't playing no more.
All right, that was Plazas with a song called To Leave You Behind.
I just want to say, not to you, Ben, but I want that too. And it's a private thing there.
Plazas, before that, so Loki, they're playing tonight at the Fortune Sound Club as part of the kickoff for Music Waste. If you if you feel like doing something, head down there. It will be tons of fun. If not, there's other shows coming up
all weekend.
All weekend till Sunday. Sunday night.
What's the website, Ben?
Musicwaste.ca.
There you go. I'm so good at this now.
It will be tons of fun. All right. Thank you so much, Burnside,
thank you for
coming.
For having me, Ben. I'm really, like I said, I feel blessed and I feel a lot of gratitude to.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you so much for coming. I feel much gratitude for. Having you as a friend, having you,
Ben,
as a guest.
You're going to make me blush.
As a guest. And if you are just joining us and you missed the earlier part of the program, if you go on the website, I'm going to say tomorrow, and do a search for Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell, or do a search for the word Burnside, it should pop up with a link to listen to the show.
Or the R&B sets I did before, too.
Yeah. If you want to listen to that now, do a quick search. It might come up. But Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. And coming up next, I'm going to play Malcolm Jack, who is in the band Data Plan, played on the program a couple months ago. We recorded it. I'm going to play some of that for you.
Malcolm is also, by the way, going to producing at least one song of probably one of those songs that I did tonight. Soon, I hope, and sweet. He's also going to be, we're working on soon, in the next week probably, start on it, for that Emerald show, I think, he's going play guitar with us. I'm just going to sing, we're going to do a Chastity Belt song.
Oh, sweet.
Because I love that band right now. Sweet. I'm really super into that band.
No, they sound good. All right, so that's anything else you want to add?
No, I don't know. I don't really.
Inherent Vices, bandcamp.com is where you want to.
Yeah, and the Burnside stuff is exoforever.bandcamp.com.
Perfect. Thank you very
and
much.
I'll probably be putting up some new stuff in the next couple weeks.
Perfect. So, all right. Thanks for listening to the program. Coming up next week, live in studio, we have.
Who we got?
Did You Die?
Oh.
They're coming in next week, and so come back, but stay tuned for Copy and Paste after a few songs from Malcolm Jack.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, everyone. Everyone and
everyone.
Everyone and everyone.
Out in the wind, carried off by hallucinogens. I get that, and I'm left out, not from the drunks that I know from.